marketplace of ideas is open for business on The Steve Gruber Show.
You know, it was just a matter of time, but we've come to that point in the program where we get to talk about drinking beer. Just a matter of time before we arrived at that little juncture in the road. Right, John?
Right.
Absolutely.
John Rogers here from Albion Malleable Brewing Company. Microbrew right here in Albion. Competitive, tough business. John, thanks for sitting there. Where's the beer?
The beer?
Yeah, you
three doors down. It's like 8:45 in the morning.
Yeah, it's 8:45 in the morning. It's
oh, it's time.
Right. It's 1:45. Let me see. It's 1:45 in London. What's your problem?
We'll take a little. We'll take a jaunt down the street right after this.
Fair enough. All right. So you decided that you would go off on a wild tangent and jump into the microbrew world. Very competitive, very difficult place to compete. And you said, what the heck, let's do this. What are you thinking?
Well, so I'm not sure I saw it that way at the time. Back in 2015, when I got together with my two partners, Ben Wade and Charles Moreau, we were really focused on doing something cool for Albion. And we thought, what is an unsinkable business proposition? And craft beer was the new hotness.
Beer.
And, you know what they say, right? Good economy or bad economy, people need a drink. Good economy, people need a drink. So
yeah, there you go.
We thought we were recession proof and we'd be here for the long haul, so we decided to open Albion Malleable Brewing Company.
All right, so we had to get around to this. Where does the name come from? You said you've had that question a million times. I'm sure you have.
Absolutely. And I credit where credit's due. This is all my two partners, Ben and Charles, because when they first brought the name up to me, I was like, I don't know how you market that. But then, in the spirit of why we wanted to open a business in Albion, they told me the story of Albion Malleable Iron Company, which for the last century has been, or was rather, the economic engine of Albion. It put bread on people's tables. Everybody has a story about a relative, a brother, an uncle, a dad, a mom who worked at the Malleable. It's actually pronounced Malleable if you're from Albion.
All right.
And as we thought about what the mission of our business was, which is to make a positive impact on the community and grow the community and the story of Albion, we wanted to reach into its history to a point of pride that kind of gives us a direction and an idea about where we want to go in the future.
So you're an alum here. Where did you come from? How did you end up in Albion?
Where did I come from?
Yeah, where did you come? How did you end up here? Because obviously, after going and becoming an alum, you wanted to stay, reinvest, plant your flag, as it were.
Well, I've come and gone a few times. I came to the college first in 2008, which is how I discovered the community of Albion. And that was for a summer program for high school students. I then came back to go to college here and left in 2014 for a few years. I've done the circuits in Detroit and Chicago and San Diego, working for companies, trying to figure out what I'd like to do with my life. And
then you decided you needed a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand. Go on.
Well, my Albion college education was so valuable, I needed to open a bar. no, but in all seriousness, Albion College gave me the tools and exposed me to a place that I became passionate about. And I remember walking around here in 2010, 2011, pretty dark time, in the global economy and world. But definitely here in Albion as well. And just thinking about the bones that exist here in Albion and what the potential was. There's something in the water here. People come to this town and it plants a hook in them.
So
I don't know what it is.
When you look at what's going on here then, obviously you were here in 2008, you were here in 2010 and 11, then you were graduated here, then you came back. I mean, you've seen a transformation here. You've seen a transformation and a growth and a progress in a way that must have an impression on you, left an impression.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that whole evolution.
Well, I think Albion over the next 30 to 50 years is really well positioned, first and foremost. And I've only come to see that as I've been here over the past 8 years and seen the community come together almost like a family in the following way, that there's always infighting and bickering and, the normal problems that there are in small town America, big town America, corporate, settings, nonprofits,
families.
You name it. Absolutely. But What I think there is here is just an incredible force of will and dedication to growing this community that starts really with every person you come in contact with here in town. And that's made the biggest impression on me, and is what made it is what has made me so optimistic about charting, you know, the sure. future course of Albion.
A lot of stubborn, hard-headed people around here.
Absolutely. People will not go away.
Yeah.
Not Albionites.
Would you leave? No, I'm not going to. Would you? At any rate, so how's the business doing? You've been there since 15, I believe?
No. Well, we've been working on the business since 15. We only opened in May of this year, May 21st, actually, and business is phenomenal. We, of course, we'd like more.
Always.
Always. There's never such thing as too much business, but we have done in what we thought were our slow months, what we had projected we'd do in our busiest months. So the support from the community locally and then even geographically up to 30 miles away has just been phenomenal. And we want to get the word out there that we're here, and we want more people to come and enjoy our experience and enjoy Albion, which is ultimately what we're here to support and be a part of.
John Rogers from the Albion Malleable. Got it. Malleable Brewery Company, right?
Yes.
Named after the ironworks that were here for a century or more. What's the future hold for you? I'll give you the last word.
The future? It's all about Albion. I'm optimistic. There's so many different things in the works, and we hope to be a shrinking part of a growing pie.
There you go. Well put. That must be that Albion education coming through.
Absolutely.
There you go. A shrinking portion of a larger pie. All right. There you have it. John, greatly appreciate it. John Rogers from Albion.
Thank you for having me.
Brewing Company. Great education here today in the city of Albion, a city that's coming back, a city that's revitalizing its downtown, a city who has people here that are willing to roll up their sleeves and get involved and make a difference and not just sit there and say, what if? The what if is, what if I get involved? What will happen if I do this? If I pitch in, what happens? That's the lesson, the takeaway here from Albion, Michigan. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Some final thoughts after this.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.